Hi friends, I'm Steph.
And I'm T.
And you are listening to Au Pair Tea, The Afterlife.
A 10-part mini-series where we document our journeys from preparing to leave the USA to finding our feet back home.
It's going to be something very special, so make sure you are following us at Au Pair Tea on Instagram to keep up to date. Hello everybody, welcome back to our little mini-series about Au Pair Afterlife. Today is a sensitive one. T, hello.
Welcome. Hello, Steph.
Hi, welcome. Thanks to the mini series.
I'm enjoying this mini series.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, it's a good one, but also I wish we didn't have to do it.
Yeah, but it's an important one.
It is an important one. So today,
I think our guests just grunted a little bit. Surprise!
You can edit that part out.
We thought this was the perfect episode to bring our good dear friend Graham on.
Yay!
Hey, ladies.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Au Pair Tea, Graham.
Thank y'all.
So this week's episode is going to be surrounding the kind of mental health aspects, the difficulties, the challenges maybe that come with your au pair term coming to an end. Some people don't suffer with it at all, but me and T personally, you know, it's hitting us hard, and we have a lot to plan, figure out. A lot of people have a lot to plan and figure out before the end of their term comes, and it comes quick.
It does.
So it can affect us. And Graham has been through this multiple times.
Four times.
Oh my gosh!
So we thought he was the perfect guest to bring on to give you all the tea on what it's like to finish being an au pair. And the life after it. So we just want to do a little disclaimer before we begin this episode. There are going to be discussions around mental health. So if any of that is triggering for you, then please don't listen to this episode. And we'll see you. We'll be back next week.
Bye. That was the shortest episode ever.
But yeah, without further ado, we will get on with the episode. So yeah,
let's do it.
So T.
Yes,
we're
babe.
Coming up to the end of our 2 years.
No, we're not. It's not. I've just started, all right.
Oh my gosh. So as I said, like for us personally, it's kind of hitting us hard because we kind of have no idea what we're going to do when we go home. And
if we go home.
You're kind of so like in this bubble of like au pair life and ooh America that you're kind of like it hits you and you're like, whoa, okay, I'm going home.
Yeah. It's kind of like in stages and in waves. So like remember we did our first mental health episode like a long time ago, and in that episode we kind of based on like we talked about the anxiety of like departing your home country and staying positive because at the time we recorded it we had all these visa bans and travel bans
and COVID was massive and
yeah
it still is, but you know.
Yeah, so we had that kind of aspect of the mental health, but now we're kind of like evolving, we're developing, we're growing, because now we are more than halfway through our process. Now we kind of want to talk about the changes that you go through personally and also kind of professionally as an au pair during the kind of au pair term, because I feel like you get a lot of preparation for arriving and support here, but no one prepares you for leaving.
No, exactly. And as you go through, like this is, we've said this before, but like this is not all unicorns and rainbows.
Unless you live with my two kids, because they are obsessed. Like honestly, Hank's fine with them, but the girls, unicorns, rainbows, everything. But anyway,
yeah, but it's not a walk through a nice sunflower field all the time. Yeah. Like it's sometimes there's going to be some holes in the ground that you fall into, and you just, you know, there's,
that's to be expected. Yeah,
it could be really difficult.
Yeah,
as time goes on, especially when you're starting to think about big things like your future and you know, something you haven't had to think about for a year and a half, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, okay, I'm gonna have to be an adult soon.
Oh my gosh, really? No one told me that part. I didn't sign up for that bit. So when we were planning the episode, Graham, you made a really great point, and we wrote it in bold on our little planning sheet, and you said that emotions are not time exclusive. Do you kind of want to hit on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think this is something that I totally agree with y'all on. When you become an au pair, it's all about being an au pair, right? It's whether you're in the US with your experience or Europe with my experience, all you think about is your life as an au pair, the visa things. And so when you do hit that time, where you have to go home, which you do. If you don't, someone will come knocking at your door and they will forcibly bring you home.
No!
Sorry. That's why we had the trigger warning. But you obviously have to, you know, face that emotion. And one thing that we talked about, you know, in the recording that I really, really love, and I hope, like you said, emotions are not time exclusive. And what that means is y'all, you know, being au pairs for 2 years, me being an au pair for 1 year, I felt these emotions that you're feeling about month 5-6 of my stay, whereas y'all are feeling it now, like what month?
Like 17-18.
So if you, you know, do the math on it, like it's close to the same period of time in our stay of mine of 10 months, yours of 24. So all that to say, the emotions surrounding this experience, they're not just something that you're going to feel, you know, last month or the last half. This could be something that, you know, you deal with progressively, or it could be something that just kind of hits you all at once.
Mm-hmm. And so what are those? Obviously, you've been an au pair like more than once, and you've had to say different goodbyes. Do you think kind of in your experience, has it gotten easier saying goodbye? Is there anything that you've kind of learned from the first time to obviously the most recent time? Like, what do you do to kind of prepare yourself now that you've kind of had that experience? I feel like this is a bit of an interview. Like, it's not, but I'm just interested to know what you've
learned. Yeah. And I want to preface this by saying, I want to preface this by saying that I know it sounds like I've been an au pair for a long time, but I really haven't. Y'all have been an au pair much longer than I have.
It collectively feels like he's been here forever.
I've been an au pair for 14 months collectively, so y'all have definitely beat me out. But I have left two really good families, two not so good families.
That's
like,
for another
episode.
Next episode.
Yeah, that's going to be the next one. That was in progress. But I can say that it's honestly never easier. Man, I hope my grandma's not listening to this. Aww. Nana, if you are, don't listen because I'm about to say a bad word. But leaving is a bitch. I mean, it's just awful. It's not better. So, yeah. So my first time, I was an au pair for 2 months. I left. And honestly, I thought my, like, it just killed me. And then the second time, after being an au pair for like 11 months, I honestly felt like a part of me had died, you know, because, and I'm sure y'all can relate to this. You kind of have two lives at this point, right? You have like home life, for me, like US life. And then you have like au pair abroad life.
Yeah.
Friends, different
connections. Honestly, like, I think I'm two different people. So leaving is kind of like, this sounds really dramatic, but it's kind of like killing that version of yourself, or at very least saying, you're out of my life. You know, like, no more of you. I'm cutting this off. I'm going back to this other version of me that I have not been for years now. So it's difficult. You know, it's really hard, regardless of the experience.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of glad you said that, because that's one of the bigger things for me that I'm really worried about and scared about, because, you know, the person I was when I left the UK, she's gone. Like, I'm a completely different person now. And I'm kind of like, the life I've lived here and the person I've become, is that person going to be able to function back in my old life? Like, how am I going to slot myself back into the life I was living before when I wasn't particularly happy? And now I'm like this more confident, happier person that's had this amazing experience. And I'm about to go back to kind of before. Like, it's like you're going back on yourself, you know, like you're progressing and then you're going back, and that terrifies me.
Yeah,
that terrifies me.
I think that is terrifying, and I think that's where a lot of anxiety for au pairs come from, especially if, because I know some au pairs, like, they're very set, they come for a year and then they go back and then they study, and, you know, like my friend, she just came for a year and now she's gone back, and a lot of au pairs do have plans, or it's like a gap between university or whatever, but for people like us who have, you know, like, we've kind of done what we wanted to do education wise. Like, I've already done my degree. I don't need to do another one. I think for you, Steph, to say, like, you're going to be going back to your old life, I feel like right now you are not going to go back and do your old life, because you are a different person. So even if you went back to England, you would be completely different, and you are, in like the most positive way. And I think you would handle things so much better and like so much differently now. So, but I think that's where my anxiety comes from, is like, am I going to be going back to square one? Because also I was not in a good place when I left the UK. Like, I'd left a terrible job. Mentally, it was just, it just destroyed me mentally. It was not a great thing. And then like, I've come here and I've like done so many things, and like, I've changed like physically, I've changed mentally. And it's just, it does kind of scare you, doesn't it? It's kind of like, oh crap, was this temporary? Is this going to happen? Yeah, and I think anyone would be scared, especially if you haven't come from a great place.
Yeah. Could I just throw one more thing in here?
Yeah.
I think it's really important. So actually, I guess it's like two small things that make one thing. So number one is, in my experience, you know, when you come back, like you were saying, Steph, like you are really a different person. And I think one of the biggest shocking things for me is the world that you used to know looks so bleak. You know, like I'll go and sit down with friends of mine and we'll talk, and we really have nothing to talk about anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they have their university culture and their new job and their stable boyfriend or girlfriend. And here I am. And I'm like, oh, well, cool.
I got nothing.
That's great. Okay. And it's not like they're not interested in your life. They just don't know what to ask you anymore.
Yeah,
you know, like, they don't know how to connect with you. And then on top of that, this is a piece of advice. This is something that I'm actively learning. So when I came back from Spain in June of this year, I just tried to like integrate myself into my exact old life. And it was a huge disaster. This whole summer, I was miserable. I could not get into anything. And it's like trying to put a shoe on a foot that's too big. You know, it's like you have grown, so you can't fit back into that old life. Whereas now I feel like I'm, you know, expanding here in the US. I'm learning a new skill. I'm trying to do new things. And it's a much more smooth transition. So a piece of advice that I would give to everybody is, don't expect to go back into your old life, because I don't think that it will set you in a good place.
Yes. You're going back, but you have to keep moving forward.
Yes. It's the same place, but you were a different person.
Yeah. And back to what you were saying about friends, like that's another thing. Like, I don't talk to any of my friends back home. I think I talked to one of my friends from back home, and I think part of it can come from jealousy, in the way that they're like, oh my god, you're out traveling and living this like amazing life. They kind of don't want to hear about it.
Yeah,
you know, because they're like, oh, I've just stayed here and been in the same job that I was in when you left. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's really like, I have no idea what I'm gonna, like the conversations I'm gonna have with people when I get back home. It's just like so weird to think about. Yeah. Like, yeah, but that for me, that's like the one thing that terrifies me, is like, what's gonna happen? Like, because you go back, and I'll go back to no job, no car, no money. living in my mum's house again. And although that's fine, you know, like, I'm gonna have to literally build myself back up again. I'm gonna have to get a job to get a car, but how can I get a job because I don't have a car to get there? Like, it's all like in my head, like, how am I gonna like physically like sort this out? You know,
I think that's why, I mean, we don't want to do it, but this is why we need to start planning what we're going to do. I mean, in the nicest way, I'm trying to be more positive about it, but it stresses me out when people ask me what I'm doing next. But I mean, I'm being a little bit more positive about it now, but before I was like, literally, I would be on the verge of tears, because it would suddenly, this panic would rise in me. But now I'm kind of, I spoke to like someone at home who I'm really close with, and she was like, hey, like, if people ask you and you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know. Isn't that exciting? You know what I mean? And I'm trying to be excited, but also I'm like, oh shit, what am I doing? I'm running out of time. TikTok, am I going? And people are like, are you coming back to England? Are you coming back just for a visit? Are you going to a different country? What are you doing? Are you staying in the US? I'm like, I don't know. And part of it, I am kind of excited to see what's next. And my other friend, she says, trust the process, but I'm like, the process sucks. But it does. The process is a lie. But like, it's exciting because I don't know what's coming next, but also terrifying because I don't know what's coming next.
So
I think that's part of it. And I think part of the anxiety also comes from, obviously, you're going to be leaving this family that you've lived with for a year or two years or however long you've been with them, and you've been part of it. And I know that every au pair comes into this situation knowing it's temporary. Everyone knows it's temporary, but the feeling of being replaced after I go is
awful,
like heart-wrenching.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, my host family have just started looking for a new au pair to come up to me. No. And they're like asking me, and I'm like, I don't want to tell you.
I don't want to know. just do red flag for every au pair. No, she's weird.
She's bad.
No. I can't imagine that. But then it's kind of also like our responsibility to be positive and be upbeat and get the... Exactly. It's, oh my goodness.
It's really difficult.
It's difficult for the kids, I think, as well. Like having transitions. It's terrible for everybody. As far as I know, my host parents aren't looking yet because we're still trying to figure out what I'm doing. Oh my god, I couldn't think
you
about
you have to come back to the UK. If I am, I ain't going back there on my own.
Oh my god, honey, you're on your own.
If y'all go back, I'm totally coming to visit.
Yes,
totally.
Anytime. Sure. It's crazy, but that's part of the mental health, is that you're being replaced and you're only temporary. Yes. Even though we have these super amazing bonds with our host family and we'll always kind of stay in contact, it's still like, this bitch is in my spot kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this is something that I emphasized a while back on my channel.
Shameless plug.
No to plug.
Please.
At opair.gram on Instagram.
He's great, guys. Follow him.
But this is something that I talked about a while back. For those who like follow my channel, you know that back in November before I went to Germany, forget that. But before I went to Germany, I went to Spain and I spent a month with my former host family.
Aww.
And one thing that I think a lot of au pairs neglect to do is you have to think, as awful as it is for you, you are someone who has spent a huge portion of your host kids' lives in their life. You know, like take one of your host kids, the oldest one, she's 7, right?
Yeah.
So you've been there for 2 years. You will have been there for 2/7 of her life. Like, you will have been there probably for about half of her memorable life.
Like, stop.
That is hard for those kids. That is tough. So I think one responsibility that we have as an au pair is to help prepare our host kids for the concept that we are leaving. And some kids will be totally fine with it.
They'll be like, bye, babe.
Like, see ya.
Next one.
But like, some really are not. My youngest one in Spain, we were really close. It was like, we have cried together multiple times, getting ready for that process, talking about what that means. So, you know, like, I think as au pairs, you have to keep in mind that you are not the only person in this equation. You know, you have younger, really little tiny humans that are probably just as much attached to you as you are to them.
Yeah, I mean, most au pairs spend more time with their host kids than their parents do.
Yes.
Like, you are kind of a massively significant part in that child's life.
Yeah.
2 years, a year, 2 years, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, even personally, I personally forgot that. Like, you don't think about that on the regular, you know?
No, like, I mean, you just live life,
I think as well, like, obviously, we also have to pop our host parents into that equation, because they've come to see you as like a part of their family, and they obviously they rely on you for childcare. And obviously, depending if you have a good relationship, like, it's a huge thing. Like, me and my host parents hang out like outside of workout. Like, me and Julia will go to the gym, or like me and Ricky sometimes will watch something, or like we'll all watch a movie or whatever. And
so cool.
We have all these like little in jokes, and I'm gonna miss that. I mean, I'll probably still text them like random.
Yeah.
But it's that too. And like, I think that it's really like horrible for the au pair, and it's terrible for the kids. But I think sometimes the host parents suffer more than people think they do.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, it's like a, I don't know, it's like an extension of them, and it's somebody they can rely on, and it's like,
and
a
they get
solid
comfortable
thing
as well.
Yeah.
They get comfortable. Yeah. They know how you are with the kids, they know how the kids are with you, and you all
you
become
can see the changes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, oh, like my host mom was saying earlier, actually, like, she's worried about, you know, she knows how me and the previous au pair deal with Henry, my older, my two-year-old.
Oh, he's so cute, like, by the way. Oh my gosh. Those listening, if you haven't followed them on Instagram, go and follow them just for that precious. Oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute. My little baby Owen, I love him. But like, they're comfortable. They know that I deal with him how he needs to be dealt with, and I'm you know, confident with him and the behavior and the emotions, and there's been a lot of like change over the past like 5 months I've been here, and they're comfortable. They know that they can go and he'll be fine with me. And then they're like looking for a new au pair, and especially out of country au pairs that maybe don't really know what this experience is properly, they're like, I don't know if like they're going to be able to handle it or how they're going to be with them, like really.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess it's hard also because host parents kind of have to start from square one again.
Exactly.
And like
yeah.
re-interview totally. And all their anxiety about, did we pick the right person? Is this right? Is mm-hmm. this wrong? Is they have to go through that like every year or every 2 years. And
yeah,
I think people don't think about that either. So host yeah. parents.
And you know what's funny? My host mom was saying the amount of au pairs that they've interviewed from out of country that haven't said anything about the children is crazy. Like they'll say like, why do you want to be an au pair? And they'll say to learn English, to travel. They don't mention the children.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need red to flag. Mention children first.
You red flag. Yeah.
You need to learn the children, guys. Like you
yeah.
need to learn
the children. Oh my gosh.
And yeah, the last thing I'll add here, like a piece of good news, is if you leave, especially on good terms with your host family, you can always come back. Like it is yeah. a small world. It is a small world. You can always go back. And that reunion is so sweet. Like it's yeah. I'll have to send y'all a video like later. Sorry for the listening audience who can't see this. When I went back and like saw my host kids last week before I came back to America, I went down to Seville to see them, and I surprised the youngest one, Clara, at school, and she like came running up to me, like jumped in my arms. Aww. She was crying, I was crying.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
So it's so you know, amazing. It's like that bond that you have with your kids.
Yeah.
It won't go away. In that sense, you yeah. are special. So although the au pair will be replaced, you yourself will never be replaced.
It. I mean, you see like au pairs coming back for their host kids' weddings and stuff like that.
Yes.
I
love that.
Insane.
I Isn't that wild? It. Yes.
It's so crazy.
I love that. Yeah. I'm like, there's that host from one of our local LCCs, she's had like a bunch, she's also a host one, she's had a bunch of au pairs, and they all took a picture recently. I think there was maybe two of them missing, but they were all together, and I was like, oh, this is great. There was like 11 of them, and I was like, what the hell, that is so cool. But
so even though your term ends, it's forever.
Yes, you know? 100%.
Oh gosh, I'm feeling very emotional right now.
I really am.
I'm just like envisioning like going to Maddie's wedding or Hank's graduation, stop. Or just flying back for no reason. And like my host parents said at Christmas time, they were like, "Hey, you just saying this, you know, Christmas, anything, you are always welcome, open invite." And I'm like, guys,
yeah.
Fly back yeah. anytime.
It really is true when they say you gain a second family. Like,
yeah,
oh my God.
And that's a piece of advice I have for like current au pairs. Like, don't burn bridges and give yourself some flexibility. Like, if you have the money and the time, say, hey, you know what? In 6 months or in whatever time, I'm going to come back and I'm going to see them. And just go ahead and have that plan, because I think having something to look forward to makes it so much easier to go home.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh
gosh, isn't it kind of like crazy how like this experience give like what how else in the world would we get this relationship with these random people? Do you know what I mean? Like, what this is the most heartbreaking, apart from adoption, but it's like we connected with these people across the world that we never would have done it before. And as much as it's gonna literally probably crush us when we leave, we have this incredible special relationship that a lot of people don't get because they don't do these types of programs. So that's what I do love. Mentally, that is a good thing to kind of hold on to, guys.
I feel like in the same you live a whole lifetime in a year.
You do
you really do.
Oh my god,
I mean, it is a blessing. It really is a
blessing. And in the same realm, you don't just gain a family in your host family, you gain a family of friends.
Oh my gosh, don't.
I'm gonna cry.
My tears are pricking.
You the relationships you build with other au pairs. We've spoken about this before in Making Friends episode, and I think our other mental health episode as well, is you and the au pairs around you are all in the same boat. So I feel like you build this bond that like is unlike any other bond that you would build with another person.
Yeah.
Because you're all just going through this crazy whirlwind in life together.
Yeah.
And it connects you on like a different level.
It does. It's heartbreaking when they go.
You all start at different times.
Yeah.
So like you all leave at different times. That sucks. And it's literally the worst.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's very, very difficult to see people go.
But I feel like that really gives you a good skill in life. It's like I've gotten so used to having people coming in and out of my life that it's a lot easier for me now to just be like, it's done. You know, like when something happens or something big comes up in my life, just to say, it's done. You know, like, I have to move on.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big skill that comes from not just au pairing, but traveling in general, is you have the ability to say that was beautiful while I had it, but I don't have it anymore. And now I have to look for something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. But like, also from that, you gain like homes all over the world. Like, I have friends from South Africa, from Germany, everywhere. Like, you just, and we're going to visit each other. Like, I'm going to travel to Germany, I'm going to travel to South Africa, and you have that again forever. Like,
yeah.
These people that come into your life, they remain in your life forever.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's just a whole different relationship. Like, I can't even explain it unless you kind of have that relationship with another au pair or someone, but it just is it's a different type of connection.
It's insane. You get
like so me and T, people. You know, me and T, we don't live near each other. We never have.
No.
But like, we're so freaking close. And well, I think it's just what we do together and we go through this together.
I mean, technically, do you remember, Steph, we had this conversation? We lived in the same county when I was like six, but we never realized.
Yeah. But, like, how large is a county in the UK?
Huh?
How large is a county in the UK?
Not very big.
Not very big, no.
Like, they're not. American-sized county?
Oh, hell no.
No. Like,
a few towns.
Yeah, a couple of towns, yeah.
I mean, honey, we are tiny, okay?
We are very small.
We're very small. But yeah, I get your point. It's just that, like, this experience, like, we now can network all over the world. Isn't that crazy? Like, crazy. I love that. Where else in the world will you get that, apart from maybe, like, an international university or something like that?
And even that would cost a fortune.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, you have to think, as an au pair, you live in a different country with a family, and you get paid to do it. Like,
yeah,
right?
That's wild, man. That is crazy.
Whoever thought of this is smart as hell.
Yeah, thank you, France. That's the only time I'll ever say that, but...
Yeah. I mean, but part of friends leaving is, I think for me, this is probably one of the hardest things to deal with, is that your friends leave, obviously, at different times, and people that follow me on Instagram will see that two of my very close friends have left very recently, and they've gone on to do different things, and... For me, one obviously it's sad because they're leaving and we won't see them anymore, and we'll see them at some point. But the second hardest thing is that reality sets in, and now it's like, oh shit, that's going to be me in, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, like whenever you're leaving.
Yeah.
And so you start to kind of scramble. Yeah, it's like, it's going to be me one day. And isn't, because like, we were planning this big farewell for my friend Kat, because she's very close to our group and she's been a very big part of our group. And I was saying to one of the girls we were organizing it with, we were like, this is going to happen, obviously, if everyone cares enough. Like, this is going to happen to all of us. Like, this is going to be, it's going to be our turn. And it's terrifying.
It's
and
so
it's
crazy.
Very sad. It's very bittersweet because we're so proud, but we're like, oh, we're so emotional.
Yeah. Totally. One of my friends, and the first of my group of friends, left just before Thanksgiving. And that was kind of when it hit me. And I was like, oh, wait, people actually leave.
Oh, my God. I think it hurts. A lot of people didn't leave in my first year. That's weird. A lot of people are leaving now, but it's kind of like, I think what hit me very, very hard was as soon as we hit 2022, I was like, I can't say, oh, I'm leaving next year. Now I have to say I'm leaving this year. And now the clock in my head is like tick-tock, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm panicking. So the reality sets in when other people's realities are obviously further on than you. So that's terrifying.
And I worked out that every single friend I have currently, apart from UT, will be gone by the end of June.
Oh my gosh. Make some new friends.
On my own for 2 months.
I love that we kind of came within a couple of weeks of each other though. So we have that to hold on to.
In August.
Maybe. That's like, that was the hardest time for me as an au pair. Like my last, I would say month or so, because everyone's leaving. Everyone's kind of moving on. The kids are finishing up. Like you suddenly start to feel... It's almost like the beginning all over again, you know, that like those first couple months where you're really unsure of everything and you don't know anyone. That's kind of the sensation, except this time you do know everyone. You know, it's like it's like walking through a ghost town. I don't really know how to describe it. Like you do the things you used to do, except this time you do it knowing that it's one of the last times you do it. It's a weird, weird thing.
Yeah. Such a bizarre thing. And so me and T are a year and I think coming up 5 months, right, T?
I think we're coming up to like, we're on like month 17, 18 right now, I think.
I don't know. I haven't, a lot, I've lost count. But I started, so I'm now in like full mode of like decluttering my room.
No!
Ready to like pack my stuff. So I'm like, how the heck am I taking all this stuff home with me? Like 2 years worth of stuff.
Sell it all, girl. Sell it all. That's what I do.
Make some money.
And then I'm like, one thing I really have to do, and I kind of briefly mentioned going home with no money, is I want to start saving some money that I can transfer over to my UK bank so that when I go home, I have some money to, like, get started. So now I'm thinking when I'm doing my savings, I'm not doing it like, oh, this is going to be for traveling. I'm doing it like, this is going to be for when I go home.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm not excited. For reverse culture shock, I've heard it's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. It is.
That's the weirdest thing to me.
Have you had that, Graham?
I have, 100%.
Tell us more.
So, I think y'all, I'm sure y'all relate to this. I think Europe in general is just like more direct, like in the way they say things than in America.
Yeah.
Like, okay, okay. So, I find myself like people will say something to me now and I'll just like be very direct about what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking. And it's, I mean, I'm not being rude, I'm just being direct. But like Americans perceive that as rudeness.
Y'all are
like, yeah, I get you.
Like
yeah.
So non-confrontational.
Yeah. And sometimes if I say something sarcastically, they're like, excuse me? And I'm like, being sarcastic. Like, chill out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's been really hard for me. Also, like America's waste culture. Like this is super first world thing. But like how in a way and we just do it so quickly. That really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Consumerism, guys. It's
terrible. That's been hard for me to like stomach.
Yeah.
I just know that I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna be calling nappies diapers and the pavement a sidewalk and
backwards colonization.
Yeah.
Well, this my turn.
Be like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna be like typing y'all and people are gonna be like, what are you on?
What are you talking about, ma'am? Like, I don't know. Okay.
I don't know, y'all.
I'm still in like American mode. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. On it
like white and rice.
Oh my god. Oh my god, stop.
Oh, darling, that was
on
good.
On it like carb on it. I think ours is better, Graham. I'm
going to be like, pop the hood. And I'm going to be like, sorry?
Like, excuse me, what now?
Oh, that's great.
Like, I just know it. Like, people are going to pick up on, like, my little, like they do here. But I'm like, woohoo, culture. Then I'm going to be like, ugh.
Right, yeah. It's just not going to be cool anymore.
It's not going to be cool anymore, exactly. Yeah.
You'll be like that girl that did like the 2 weeks in Barcelona and she comes back and she's like, oh, what's the English word for that?
Oh my God.
Like, oh, shut up.
How you say. Like,
yeah, we get it. You were in America for 2 years.
Like, oh my God, whatever. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, we're not going to get free like, drinks anymore. You know.
Like 20 years down the line. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I was in America for 2 years.
This one time when I was in my 20s, like way back. I feel like this is just like an extended summer camp or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when you're like young and vaguely attractive and you go to summer camp for like 8 weeks to work. And
then, yeah, someone's going to be like, oh, should we go to this place? Like, should we go up to Manchester? But like, oh, yeah, we can drive. They'll be like, sorry.
They'll be like, nah, I'm fine. We're getting the train.
We're getting the train.
We're getting the train.
Wait, you wouldn't drive?
No. I mean, maybe. I only live 2 hours, two and a half hours.
I wouldn't drive from the bottom of the UK to near enough the top of the UK. Never. Get trained,
what?
That's I've driven crazy. To London quite a few times. It's like 4.5
we
hours.
Just don't drive long distances in the UK, but like here, if I was like, oh, go to Boston,
it's not that far to go.
It's not. We wouldn't drive it, would we?
No. Like I've driven to London, but I'll get a train if I want to. If I don't want to drive 4.5 hours and pay congestion and shit, then I'll get a train.
We just wouldn't do it. Like if here, before I'd be like, oh, go to Boston, I'll drive.
Yeah, like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it's so weird.
That's like a whole other episode side note, you know what I mean? But yeah, reverse culture shock. So Graham, what's been hard for you about coming? Obviously, you've said a little bit about like how blunt people are and things and all that. Yeah. But is there anything else about? So like my friend just came back. She just left America and went to South Africa where she obviously lives. But she said like even like the food was crazy and like she felt really sick. And apparently people are saying, I've heard from other au pairs like if you come from like a completely different like cultured diet, like it can be very bad on your
like the eating times, like for you, because you're obviously used to eating at like 11 p.m. or something.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's that was kind of weird at first. I don't know, that kind of goes away with the jet lag though.
Not looking forward to that.
Man, I don't know. I think like the biggest culture, quote unquote, reverse culture shock for me was like looking at all the things you did when you were younger, or like all the things that you do in your country, and you're like, why? You're like, it's hard to describe, but you're totally going to understand what I'm saying. So like you do these things, you know, just as a part of your culture. And then you don't realize that they're weird until, like, the groundhog.
Like Groundhog Day.
Oh, my God. Like groundhog Day.
I never realized that's a weird thing until you guys mentioned it.
It's weird.
I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious.
Like, I can imagine, yeah.
It's just so American. I love it.
It really is.
It's so, oh, my God.
So stuff like that, that's really difficult. And then, I don't know, other, like, reverse culture shocks are just... Well, language, but that's not such a big deal for y'all. Yeah. I was out jogging yesterday and I ran past this guy and he like nodded at me. I'm jogging and I was like, hola. And I was like, good morning.
Oh my God, you did not.
I totally did.
You're like, hi y'all.
What's up, how y'all doing?
Like, what's up, chicken butt? Like, oh my God. This is so embarrassing. Like, when we
culture
go back.
In general, just. I don't know, like,
it's crazy. You're,
because like we were saying earlier, you're going to be tempted to go back into like the old culture that you're, the difference is now you're going to be like, wait, why did I do that?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's like a huge thing. And that's, it leads to an identity crisis, I think, you know, because you start to ask yourself, you're like, wait a second.
Am I weird? Who am I?
Is it me? Like, is it the other people? Why do we do things like this?
It's kind of like that cliche though. Like people say, like when you're like, you know, late teens, early 20s, and you go abroad for like a summer or a semester or do something abroad, and they're like, you go and find yourself. And I know it's a cliche to say that, but you kind of do find out who you are. And I definitely feel more in tune with myself than I was back then. And obviously, we're still developing and growing and evolving, but it's kind of. Like, it's scary, but it's exciting, but it's also, like, I feel like as an au pair, like, especially in this particular type of job in this environment, you grow so quickly and so much in such a short space of time that it's kind of like, when you get home, I feel like it's suddenly going to hit me and be like, shit, I am completely not who I was when I was, like, 22, 23. It's like, I'm a whole new person. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do with this new person? Who is she? And... Yeah. Where does she fit in here?
Yeah.
That's weird. But the weirdest bit is like when you're looking around at the other people you used to hang out with and you're like, how did I stand these people? And
it's nothing. Oh my God. I feel that now.
Yes.
Like looking at their like social media.
Now just imagine being in a full town of them. You know, like you're suddenly like, I've had this crazy experience and none of these people have. Yeah. Like, where do you go?
How do you relate to them anymore?
When you've literally lived such polar opposite lives, you just completely lose all common ground with them.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard. You can kind of like, not in a vicious way, but while you're an au pair, you kind of weed out who those people are.
Yeah.
And the real friends. The people who
don't talk to you anymore, or when you do talk to them and you realize, I don't have anything in common with you anymore. And it's sad, but it's kind of like, it's okay, because I think that's just part of being an adult and growing up and living.
I mean, you just have to grow and move on.
Yeah. Move on, bitch. Don't cry.
oh my God.
But I think that can contribute to, and again, a little bit of a trigger warning here. So I had a friend who was here and she finished her year. She went back to her home country, which is France. And she, you know, I kind of spoke to her a little while after, and she said that when she got back, like before she left the US, she was very excited. She had this course she was ready to do. She was ready to go home and eat good bread again and all this and stuff. And
that's so friendly.
Oh yeah, good bread.
It's so sweet. And she's
I can't wait to get a good tiger loaf, I tell you.
Oof, girl. I just can't wait for everything. And, you know, not just her, but other au pairs that I've spoken to have said, I kind of went through like a dip, a depression dip when I came back home, because it was like American life is, I mean, Graham, obviously you know better than anyone, like it's so quick and it's fast paced and it's big and it's bright and it's shiny. And then you go back to your old, like you go back to your home and it's like, you kind of just, you actually get a minute to stop and breathe, and then you suddenly get overwhelmed and you feel kind of, you know, you miss the old life you had and you're trying to fit in with your new life. And there is a real depression that comes with finishing your au pair term. And I don't know, Graham, if you've experienced any of those kind of low feelings, like when you kind of came back, like I know you were only there for kind of short bursts of time, but still it's very, it must have been intense at points for you.
Yeah. I mean, the first time was not so bad because it was just coming back after 2 months. The first two times were both less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back after, you know, 11 months, that was really, really difficult. You know, just finding, like you said, kind of finding yourself, finding how the new you fits back in with your old life. And, you know, a piece of advice that I have to give here, man, oof, don't make too many big decisions. Okay.
Yes.
So let me give you an example. This is such hot tea. People don't know this. I haven't even really discussed this with y'all. But, you know, when I came back in June, I just couldn't find my place and I couldn't really figure things out. And my gut reaction was, okay, I'll go back and do what I know so well. I will be an au pair again. I decided to go to Germany. It was a huge bust. It was a disaster. And, you know, being now I'm back in the US pretty freshly after that. But, you know, I made a decision too quickly. You know, I let my sort of comfort sense kick in. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about what would actually be good for me in the long term, rather just what would make me comfortable. And so my big encouragement for au pairs going back home is wait, just go back home, relax for a couple weeks, a month, 2 months, you know, get to a place where you can say, this is a good decision, do things, but don't go making big decisions before you get to that place.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's good advice.
Yeah, you that will end up with really psychopaths solid. In Germany if you do. So just don't.
I can't wait for you to unpack the entire tea for everybody. Ooh, honestly,
we're going to do a whole episode, Tea with Graham.
Ooh.
Tea with Graham.
All of Graham's tea.
It's man, honestly,
there's more every time. More every time.
You're so dramatic. I get that point, though. I feel like, I thank you for sharing that, like, genuinely. That is, it's very mature and big of you to say, hey, like, I made this huge decision and it was completely wrong and I goofed and this is what I learned. And I think it's, not to let your emotions kind of, it is kind of like a safety net, safety blanket, going back to what you know, because, but then you also have to think, like, at some point, au pairing was a huge decision and it was something that was new to all of us.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of have to find that kind of spark and that hunger again for something new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As scary as it could be. And I think kind of as much as we go through these kind of different types of mental health crises when we hear like anxiety, depression and all these things, and it's different for everybody and we all feel it differently. I think a lot of it, and what I personally try to do, and I'm not always good at it, is just find, it's so cheesy, but just try and find the positive angle. So like before, when I was saying, like, I mean, Steph knows better than anyone how much of a mess I've been recently, especially around Christmas and New Year, being like, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't got a plan. I don't have a plan. I don't know what I'm doing, and crying. But now I'm kind of trying to be okay with that. And on the, because at the beginning I was so kind of focused on panicking about not having a plan. And I couldn't see that positive. But now I'm like, okay, I don't have a plan. It will work out eventually. It's going to be fine. But like, I just got to kind of ride the wave right now and kind of do what I can do comfortably. Yeah. So I think it's all American about positivity. Honestly, you kind of have to. If you can't be a negative Nancy over here, can you? You know what I mean?
You cannot. Yeah.
Got to be a positive Polly. Positive Polly. Oh my God.
So for me, like, I don't know if you remember this, tea, but like I went through a phase where I was like, I do not want to leave America. Like, I need to stay here. And I tried, I like went through all the angles to try and stay here. Like, I was going to do whatever it took to stay in this country because I was just so scared of what life would be like when I went back to the UK. And I was like, I can't face it. Like, I can't face the old life, because I hated my old life. Like, I hated my job. I hated who I was.
Yeah.
I had no plan. I'd kind of hit like a brick wall and I was like, I have no idea where I'm going in my life right now. I had no plan. I didn't really have like real friends. I was just so like alone. And I was like, that's why I came and did this, you know? And so I was so terrified to go back to that, because that's kind of all I know from my life back in the UK. But then I was like, okay, well, staying here is not going to be an option for me. So I started just thinking about all the things in the UK that made me happy, like all the things that I am excited to go back for, like the beach near my house, my mum, a cuddle with my cat,
Wetherspoons.
Wetherspoons.
I was waiting for you to say that.
A good freaking chip shop dinner.
Oh my god.
And a good Chinese.
Yes.
Oh, and like just a food shop around Tesco's. And oh, getting a meal deal. Do you know what I mean? Like just those little things. I was like, okay, maybe I'll be all right.
Yeah.
It is the little things. You just have to find, I think, one thing every day. You know, just find one thing every day to look forward to.
Yeah.
I look forward to talking to you guys. I do. I appreciate you guys. And, you know, I mean, what I'm excited for is I'm so excited for the end of this year when Steph and I can come back on the podcast once we're not au pairs anymore and tell everyone what we're doing. And I kind of wish I could fast forward.
I'm excited for that.
Right, it's gonna be like, oh, the big reveal. It's gonna be like, nah, we're just working in Tesco, mate, or something. But I mean, it's exciting. But there are things that you can do. I mean, it depends on the type of au pair you are. Some people have something to go back to. Some people don't have anything to go back to. Yeah. Some au pairs aren't going home. Like my friend Kat, she flew home to South Africa for 2 weeks, and she's just started her new au pair job in the Netherlands. Like, so you know, we could be doing anything, and that's what I'm excited. Yeah. For I personally don't know. I see myself going back to England, but not for long, you know what I mean? Yeah. I see myself going back, visiting visas or whatever, doing all that crap, and then going somewhere else. But who knows what's going to happen in a few months' time. But I think we just have to get excited and start prepping. And the reason that we're doing this kind of afterlife episode and the whole series is, you know, to give current au pairs and future au pairs this kind of, not like this big shining ray of hope, but also kind of like that, to be like, hey, it's gonna be okay. And these people were all au pairs and they all have done something different, and I think that's part of it. And as much as we say that we're kind of sad because we don't know what we're gonna do when we go back and stuff, and that anxiety, I think it's important to remember that it's not just au pairs. This is kind of just a general life thing, right? And it's okay.
And I think it also is important to note that every au pair is different in what they're feeling at this point. And if they have a plan, like Graham, you kind of have a plan now, go forward, you're going to start flight school in March, and you know you're going to do all that stuff, and that's really awesome. You know where you're going from here. T, you're kind of like, I'm not sure, I'm just winging it, going with it. Me, I kind of have a plan. Whether it will fold out is a different story, but it's going to take like some steps to get there, but I have kind of a plan in my head. And like I'm content with the fact that I'm going home. And for me personally, where I'm at in my au pair life now, I love it, and I'm still loving it, and I'm still so happy to be here. But I'm also kind of at that point where I'm kind of done with it, and I'm ready to start my next chapter.
A little bit like that recently as well. Like, I'm very comfortable here, I'm very happy here. I would love to stay here. On one side, I'd love to stay here. On the other side, I'm like, I kind of have to start my actual life at some point.
And I think that's to do with our age, because we're on the older end of the spectrum when it comes to au pair. Like, I'm 26. I'm going to be 27 this year.
Yeah.
And I feel like now I need to, like, actually move on and get a stable kind of life started for myself.
Whatever
and
that looks
and
like.
I think I've come to the realization in my head that I'm, like, content with that. And now I'm ready to, like, move on. So, like, I'm happy being here. I love it so much. I wouldn't change it for the world. And I'm obviously still going to be happy for the remainder of my 6 months. But if I was offered the chance to go home tomorrow with nothing, I would take it.
Really?
But I'm also ready to take a step. Yeah.
I think that's really brave to say. And I think that because we know that we're only temporary, I think we do kind of treasure our time a little bit more, because we know it's definitely going to end by a certain point. I think it's kind of healthy. What do you think, Graham? What's your angle on all of this?
Just for the purpose of my host mom is listening to us, I don't want to go home.
And she isn't going home. Don't panic, Angel.
I'm not going home. Don't worry.
What a difficult. Go and hug your host kids. That's my suggestion.
I'm gonna cry.
Wherever they are, go find them. Go and give them a big hug right now, because I would give you every penny in my wallet to be able to do that.
Whole 13 cents.
And I know kids can be a real pain in the ass.
Oh, that's why I love them though. They're so fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're just little devils.
Weren't we all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I can imagine Graham as a kid, like a little evil peach running about, like, "Hey, y'all,
how y'all doing?"
Wrestling crops
with a bit of wheat in his mouth.
Oh my god, with a little banjo and a rocking chair, typical, like a crocodile.
Typical American stereotypes. Typical.
Oh my god, no, this is like a Southern stereotype.
It really is.
It's a not Georgian all that peach. Far from accurate, though.
I was gonna say, are we wrong though?
We're not wrong, are we, Graham? We're not wrong. I love Americans because they actually do live up to stereotypes.
And I don't think we're embarrassed about it either. My German friends be like, "You guys are so patriotic." They're "Yeah, we are."
My host mom was like, "We're not necessarily going to get a Brazilian that's the same as my old au pair or a Brit that's the same as you." And I was like, "I'm a pretty stereotypical Brit."
Oh my gosh.
They'll probably all be like me.
I just love a cup of tea. It's all I like. Oh my god, it's so funny.
I think what we're trying to say is it's a really kind of difficult time emotionally. There's a lot of emotions going on. There's a lot of change that's about to happen, and it can be terrifying, especially if you don't know what you're going to do. And if your life before was difficult, and you kind of, like me, did this as kind of an escape, reset, you know, but you have to look at the positive side of it and get excited for your future, because you could go on and you will go on to do great, amazing things. And you'll be just as happy as you are in America or wherever you're au pairing.
Yeah.
Because that person will be you wherever you are in the world.
Yeah.
You've grown, you've changed, and you will keep growing and keep changing.
You will. And it's a very, very special experience and a very special person. You know, not everyone gets to be an au pair, so please treasure this time.
And not everyone can do this. Like, this is a terrifying thing to do. Like, you left your home country where you were very comfortable. You knew nothing else than that. And you left that on your own to come and live with technically strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they are. And if you can do something as scary as that, you can do whatever you want to do now.
Exactly.
I'm terrified, but let's
channel
it.
Big advice, so the last thing I'll say to au pairs is, try to make sure that your au pair year is not the highlight of your life. There are better things that are going to come, and don't let this be the biggest thing you've done.
Yeah. Let this be a stepping stone to the great things.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Gosh, we should get coasters or shit with this written on.
We should write a book.
What a great idea, Graham.
Wow, we should do that. Should have a whole chapter with just inspirational.
Oh my god, don't.
So I think that's kind of a good place to cut off with you.
Oh my gosh, this is I love this. Graham, would you like to choose an emoji for the listeners at home? If you get to the end of the episode, you need to tell us what the emoji is, guys. Comment it, DM it. People that have been doing it. You are bawling.
Do I pick it now?
Yes. Tell us what you'd like.
Tell us. I want the little star emoji. You know, where it's like the three little stars.
Go little
sparkle. Like,
that's right.
Little twinkles.
Yes, you all listening. You are rock stars. You're
freaking. Go little rock stars.
So, if you are listening to our voice right now, send us a little sparkle. Because that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life is sparkle.
Shine bright like a diamond.
completely right for this episode. So we hope this kind of helped you kind of get prepared for your time ending.
Sad.
Or let's not think of it as an end. Let's think of it as a beginning.
A new beginning. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So therapeutic this episode, but
it really has been. It's been good for me.
Thank Graham. Thank you so much for coming on again. We love you every time you come here.
Obviously, we'll be having you again.
Obviously. Oh, our little peach. I love him.
And oh we God. Hope you're enjoying the Afterlife series so far. And it is helping you. It's definitely helping us.
Oh my gosh. It's interesting at the time we're recording versus the time when this episode actually gets released. Let's just put that out there right now.
Let's just put that out there right now, yeah. But anyway, we hope you're enjoying and we will see you in another episode. We won't see you, but we will be here.
We'll be here in spirit.
We'll be Ciao. Here. Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Opeth Tea, The Afterlife. We hope you enjoyed it.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Opeth Tea to stay up to date.